Well, it's been very interesting to me, too, Herb. The farmsteads are apparently all located in small farm villages, and the farming is done from that central point. The farmers apparently move out from that central point and till their crops and take care of their crops from that point.
And the proximity of the barn to the, to the living room, what do you say about that?
Well, Herb, sometimes it's all one. You'll find the house, maybe the machine shed, the feed storage, the barn, the pig pen, all in one building. And there's some litter around a little too close sometimes.
That's right. There's a striking contrast, of course, to the flowers and to some of the lovely valleys. I take it then, Al, you'd a lot rather be county extension director back there in Iowa than in this part of the world.
You're not kidding, Herb.
I can appreciate that. Al, jumping from farming to that gun of yours again, we understand that it has a rather special name.
Yes, Herb, we called our gun scissoring. That's an old term we used to use in animal husbandry classes back at Iowa State College, some of J.C. Holford's classes, and I think Bill Diamond over at WHO will appreciate that.
Yes, Bill will recognize that novel title, and I'm afraid Bill and the Sunset Corner Symphony will never forgive me for running over on time here, way over on this side of the Atlantic. We still had a lot more to tell, but we know that we've gone too long in our time, and we understand that we're to be back with you again and with our loved ones on the Corn Belt Farm Hour next week. This is Herb Planbeck returning you to Bill Diamond.